When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
BJ and Jamie. Never in the history of radio or in the world has the tote bag bonanza ever happened. That's crazy, isn't it?
It is so crazy.
25 minutes away. We'll give you the location where you can go. Mitch Medill and Carson will meet you there with bags, 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 and more bags. Man, we got bags. And we'll give them away this morning. It is a Friday. The weekend's almost here. I got to play golf a couple of times this weekend.
Nice.
Playing a couple of tournament things. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
I guess there's a rumor just now hitting the streets that Lionel Richie is dead, but he's not.
Lionel Richie.
He's not.
Man, I got to tell you, Lionel Richie, now, I don't know if he's dead or not, but that guy looks good for his age.
He sure does.
Incredible.
I got to
sure
tell
does.
You, man, yeah. What is he, like 78, 80 years old?
76.
He's like 76?
Yeah.
Take a look at him. He looks younger than me.
Well, he's had a lot of plastic surgery, you can tell.
Oh.
Yeah.
He cheated.
His face doesn't move.
So no. He cheated?
Yeah.
He cheated?
Yeah, that's not black don't crack. That's plastic surgery.
All right. So it was announced yesterday that presidential fitness test is back in schools. Kids have to pass the test. You remember that one?
In case you don't know what a presidential fitness test was, it was a long time ago. They brought it out. And you had to do like, I don't know. What do you remember from it? Like the pegboard, right?
I remember
pegboard,
nothing.
Yep.
You don't?
I remember that we had, it was required that we had to do like, you know, the push-ups and run. We had to run under a certain time. But nothing happened if you couldn't.
Carson and I remember.
That's all I remember.
Carson and I remember the pegboard because that's where we failed.
How did that work?
So there's a big board with holes in it and you have two pegs.
It's like wall climbing?
Yeah, but with pegs in your hand.
Yeah.
And you had to go up the wall.
And move the pegs up to a new hole. And,
right.
Yeah.
So at any time, your whole weight is on one arm.
Exactly.
Now, are you being timed and you have to do it under a certain time limit or you just have to do it?
You just have to do it. And the 1 mile run, that was timed. I remember the
1 mile
run.
Oh, the
1 mile
run was, yeah.
Yeah, so. I remember the run. We had the run with push-ups, jumping jacks. But I don't think we could afford a pegboard.
I think this is kind of a dumb idea. Obviously, the president doesn't realize that most of the school systems are cut now, and these gym teachers don't have time for this.
Here's the report.
The Fitness Gram Pacer Test is a multi-stage aerobic capacity test that progressively gets more difficult.
This guy doesn't even sound healthy.
I know, right? It sounds like
as it continues. The 20-meter pacer test will begin in 30 seconds. Line up at the start.
All right, enough of that.
Doesn't he sound like, so anyway, everybody line up at the line. We're going to go ahead and, run.
My first thought when I heard this yesterday was, you should wait for a president to be in office that's physically fit before you do this.
Instead of the McDonald's
That's
dude.
That's the first thing I swear. And I like Trump. I got no problem with it, okay? I'm a Republican. But you should probably wait and have a president that can actually run.
Instead of Big Macs for everybody?
Yeah. Does that make sense?
It does,
didn't seem to fit for some reason.
It doesn't.
You know, and I'm just being honest. That's the way I felt about it when I saw it. Did you see the new grading system proposed?
Well, first of all, let me just finish my thought on this one. The only thing that gym should include, the only thing is parachute time.
Oh.
What's parachute time?
Oh,
are you kidding me?
On.
No.
Parachute
come
time?
On.
No, I missed all this.
Oh, my God. The best event on the planet. You got the big parachute.
Yeah.
Everybody had to circle around the parachute.
You got handles.
Yep. And then we lift it up, and then we got to go under it.
And it's like a cave.
It's so great. I love parachute time.
Little Debbie's doing it right now in her gym class.
Is she really?
And they play with the parachute all the time.
Oh, I wish we had a parachute. Damn it.
Yeah.
I miss out on all the fun stuff.
One kid will stand in the middle and you just spin them around.
Yes, it's the best thing ever. You don't want to do anything else
I've
in gym class but parachute time.
No kidding.
It rocks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll put that on the test.
Maybe they will.
Maybe so. Maybe
it's
so.
Fantastic. Anyway,
there's a new grading system. Have you seen this?
I saw it, yeah.
Kind of makes me mad because I used to get in trouble for having C's and D's on my report card.
Yeah, well, now you get what, a B?
Well, now I could have what's equivalent to an F and I wouldn't get in trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, F right now, to get
it's
an
zero
F.
0 to 41, I think.
0 to 24.
24.
0 to 24. If you get a 25, let's say, you get a D.
Yeah.
On a test. 25? Are you kidding me? That's dumb. That's dumb.
Yeah.
Okay. A is now 84 to 100. B is 64.
Really, that's crazy. That's really irritating to the A kids because 84% should not ever be an A. Exactly. Ever.
It's unfair, isn't it?
It is. Well,
even the B. Look at the B. B is 64 to 84.
Well, and then you have the AP kids that are weighted, right? So they're not even going to try.
No.
They're going to be like, forget it.
There's no point.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is implemented or it's going to be implemented. They just put it out yesterday.
It's going to make mediocre kids because they're not going to try because they know that they're going to be a B kid or an A kid.
It's
right?
A participation trophy.
Yeah,
you can get below a 50 and easily pass.
That's crazy.
Because a 44 is a C.
Yeah.
Isn't that ridiculous?
It really is.
Who comes up with this stuff?
Listen, I don't know. Between that and the fitness test, I'm angry now.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you 2 tote bags.
Oh, thanks.
And I'll autograph them for you.
Oh, wow.
That'll help you. That'll make your day.
Are you going to autograph these that they're giving away today?
No.
No.
No, I didn't have enough time.
Oh, all right.
It's like 150 of them. I don't have enough time. All right, well, name the location in 15 minutes. 15 minutes, we'll give you the exact location so you can get there. We want everybody to be safe, okay? So that's why we give it ahead of time. And then they'll be there by 7:40 to hand out the bags. 2 bags per person this morning at the location, 7:40. So it's going to happen in 40 minutes. So stand by for that. All right. Coming up on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, here on a Friday with the weekend dead ahead. Now, Jamie mentioned this when she first came in, so I've been waiting for this. I've been saving this till 7 o'clock.
Okay.
You got tote bags in the 7 o'clock hour, and you've got this in the 7 o'clock hour. We're hitting a home run today, folks.
Right.
All right. Now, I wrote down these terms.
Okay.
And I can't remember the one you used, but listen, honk worthy.
Yep.
Honk material, or honk bait.
I used honk worthy.
Honk worthy.
Yeah, because I am worthy of the. It was worthy of the honk.
Well, I've been sitting over here writing down all my honk phrases.
Yeah,
and so I wanted to make sure I got it right.
Right, but it's a backside honk, not a frontside honk.
Oh,
well, I'm disappointed now. I wanted front side honking.
No, we got backside honking.
Oh, can't we have some front side honking?
No, it wasn't that obvious.
What happened?
Okay, so I know this guy, right? And he's really funny, and we give each other a lot of crap. He's a good-looking guy, smart, whatever, all that stuff. But he's really funny. And we literally just are, like, we just jab each other, okay, when we see each other. And it's a pretty funny relationship. So anyway, so he's at this place, and I'm at this place, right? And so we're just talking, blah, 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 blah. And I hadn't seen him for quite a while because I'd gone to Hawaii, right? So I hadn't seen him forever. So I see him and blah, blah, blah. And he hugs me. And when he hugs me, he grabs both my ass cheeks.
Wow.
And I hit him as hard as I could.
Just went straight for it.
What a move. What a move.
I was like, dude, and I hit him like hard. I was like, what are you thinking? And he's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And I was like, literally, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
I mean,
wow.
You don't do that. Like, we don't have that kind of relationship. We're funny to each other, but we don't do that.
Yeah.
And he's like bright red. He's mortified. And I was like, what?
How did he explain it though? Is it just an instant reaction that he had?
He didn't say anything.
Maybe it's like a height difference. Is there something going on here? He thought he had his hands on your back and it was your butt.
No, he did a squeeze.
Oh.
No, he squeezed.
So it's intentional.
Yes, he hugged and then he went. And then when I hit him, and then he like turned red, and I was like, "What are you thinking?" And he's like, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry." And then you know we left.
He's groping. It's not even a honk. And it's groping.
Then he left, and then everybody's like, "Oh my God, whatever." I was like, "It's fine, you guys." And then I start. We were all hanging out, and I was like, "You know what? You guys think about it." I said, "Think about it, like." You have to be honk worthy.
Yeah, you
right?
do.
Like,
you do.
Like BJ's grandma.
Yeah.
Nobody would honk her.
No. Oh, no. Nobody's going to honk Granny. No.
It doesn't even go through your brain.
Right.
That's
exactly.
even a possibility.
And the people on My 600-Pound Life. Not hardcore. Yeah. You're never going to.
No,
if
no.
somebody's all 600
yeah,
pounds.
Yeah, it is a compliment
is
in
a compliment,
way.
Right?
In a way, it's a compliment, but in a way, it's not.
A lot of people see it as sexual harassment and groping and all that. I see it as a compliment. I'm hunk-worthy. Yay!
You had to think about it, though, because the first reaction was you smacked the crap out of him. Right?
Yeah.
So you had to think about it and go, oh, maybe I shouldn't have hit him. That's pretty cool that I'm hunk-worthy.
Yeah, and here's the thing. He's worth a lot of money, and he's in business, like in good business. And I'm like, you don't want to be doing that because you don't know if I'm litigious.
Take me next time. He can honk me. He's worth a lot of money.
He is worth a lot of money.
Honk me.
Because that's dangerous.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I guess he knows it's me and I, you know, who cares?
But still, any little thing, any accusation could take you down so
fast. Yeah, so
fast.
And you don't know. I mean, he doesn't know me, really. And so, I mean, I could be, well, I could be sitting on $1 million right now.
I am currently calling Berg Simpson. I want to be a piece of this.
Okay,
well, no, I feel like that if I'm your partner on the radio, I've got some say-so with this. You are not allowed to be honking my co-partner.
Well, you're not allowed. I mean, and
no,
that is about. And he did. I like he apologized so hard and like felt I could. What are you doing? Why are you holding the phone up?
Is this Berg or Simpson? Which one are you guys?
Are you really pretending to call?
Yeah.
With the phone up to your ear?
I got a lawsuit, pal.
You don't have to go this far. Nobody can
Jamie
see
got
you.
Honked.
You guys, he has the phone up to his ear.
He's going for, I mean.
Nobody can see you.
He's going
I'm an actor.
It.
I'm an actor, all folks. There's certain things in life you can't stop.
Yeah.
When the acting kicks in, it kicks in.
But, I mean, right? Obviously, don't ever honk a woman. You know, it's not, it's sexual harassment. But I feel like he was like, oh my, because he had had cocktails.
Hey,
you know. And I think, and it was in the, it's in the evening. It's cocktail hour. I think he just wasn't thinking. But I took it a different way. Honk-worthy, right?
Well,
here.
Honk-worthy, good. But I don't know if I would ever pull.
You wouldn't
do something
you
like
wouldn't.
That.
No, you wouldn't.
That
no.
would be.
No, nobody would.
Well, no, that's why I'm saying it just baffles me that he would even think that that's even fair to do.
Well,
it's not right to do. You
it's
know,
not right
it makes
to
no
do.
Sense.
It's everything about it's wrong. No, I'm agreeing with you. Everything is about it is wrong. I think he just had a cocktails
creepy.
Or 12. And I think, and I think it was, you know, it was early evening. And he was feeling his oats, I guess, as they say. And
feeling your oats.
And he was like, honk, honk.
Yeah,
I don't even know what feeling your oats means, but he was feeling my ass.
I don't know. I think oats has something to do with horses back in the day.
Yeah,
I don't know what the heck that means.
I don't know, but it was. Now we're changing it to ass.
Oh, man.
My
oh,
ass.
Man.
Filling is. I don't know. Anyway.
Coming up next, we'll give you the location. The location where the bags are going to be this morning. Tote bags. Spadil and Carson getting ready to leave the radio station. They'll be in the Alice van, and they will be in a parking lot. We'll give the location of the exact place that you can go to get your bags this morning while supplies last. We'll do it next.
BJ and Jamie.
They have left the building.
Oh, wait, where's your
Carson
thing?
Carson Spadil has left the... Oh,
yeah.
Hang on a second.
Yeah, we got a thing.
Yeah, I'm getting caught off guard over here because...
Why?
Oh, it's just a busy day.
Oh,
busy
okay.
Day,
all right,
man.
Gotcha.
I'm telling you right
now.
All right, let me play this real quick. Hello, let me play this real quick.
Sure, yep.
BJ and Jamie's Tote Bag Blowout.
This morning it's a bonanza, though.
It's crazy.
It's a big one. It's a big one.
It's wall-to-wall bags.
The boys have left the building. They're in the vehicle. They've got the bags ready to disperse this morning. Here's where they're headed. River Point at Sheridan Shopping Center off of Santa Fe. You know where the River Point is there?
Nope.
It's right behind the Texas Roadhouse. There's also a movie theater in that complex. There's Buffalo Wild Wings. There's a Chili's. It's a big area. It's called River Point, the River Point off of Sheridan. And it's the shopping center there.
Wait, I thought you saw it was off of Santa Fe.
It's off both.
Oh, okay.
One direction you come off of Sheridan.
Okay.
The other direction you come from Santa Fe. And I think there's even an entrance to that place. That's why I like this place, because it's got four different places.
Nice.
You can come in from. Okay. One's off Federal, too.
Oh, wow.
So you can get in there from any direction that you're in that vicinity this morning.
Okay.
They'll be there with over 100 bags to give away. We've been trying to disperse these things on the air. People have been begging for them, but you just can't give away, you know, 100 at a time on air.
Right.
So we have to do a blowout.
Oh, and this is our official Friday blowout.
And plus, it's Colorado's birthday today.
Will you play that thing again just to add some legs to it?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay.
BJ and Jamie's Tote
mean, that is some production elements.
This might be the best day of broadcasting I've ever had.
It is a day.
It's big.
It is a day.
Big. The River Point at Sheridan Shopping Center. When will, just off of Santa Fe, right behind that Chili's.
When will they be there?
In about 15 minutes.
Oh, so people will be waiting for them?
Sure.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, Spadil's a little weird, guys, when you see him.
Oh, my God. He don't say. No, he's not.
Don't try to hold a conversation with him.
He's
just
fine.
Grab your bags
he
and go.
He is a lovable soul. He is.
He's creepy.
No, he...
Now, I will tell you.
You're creepy.
I will tell you that Carson, he's a brilliant young man, okay?
Why are you
so he's worth talking to.
Oh my, I Spadil, I know you're listening to the show. You're a handsome devil and you're a great guy. So
that's a stretch. Oh boy.
Look at you. Who are you to even say anything?
I love Spadil. I'm just honest with him, that's all. He's a good kid though. He tries hard.
Needs
to get his own place though.
Why did this go?
Move out. Move out. Okay, back to the
focus.
Back.
Focus.
Back.
You know what? If I was your boss, you know what I'd say?
Here.
Focus.
All right.
Focus.
JB, I'll reset. I'll reset this.
BJ and Jamie's Tote Bag Blowout.
Boys, they're headed to the River Point at Sheridan Shopping Center, just off of Santa Fe, right there behind that Chili's. They will be there in minutes.
BJ and Jamie.
The River Point. The River Point at Sheridan Shopping Center, off of Santa Fe, near the Chili's. There's a Golden Corral, Buffalo Wild Wings. I'm getting hungry talking about it. But man, all kinds of stuff there. Big parking lot. You can come in from 285, come in off of Federal, back down that back way where the golf place is. You can come in from Santa Fe, but it's a huge parking lot.
Yeah, I don't even know where it is, to be honest with you. I have no clue.
I'm
probably driven by it. You would. Whatever, I don't know.
Yeah. A lot of it sits off the road there because there's a big Target there, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. All right, I'm waiting on. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Carson.
Hey.
The boys are en route.
Yeah.
You guys are on your way, right?
Yeah, and I actually think we have a couple cars following us.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. See if you can ditch them.
They were honking at me.
Oh,
so I think we've been identified.
Straggling.
No, it's a parade.
It's a parade. I like it. Hey, tell Spadil I'm sorry.
Why don't you talk to him? Will you hand your phone to Spadil?
Okay.
Thank you.
Hello?
Spadil.
What's up?
I'm sorry.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. I mean, if you were here, it wouldn't seem so bad calling you creepy to your face.
Oh, my God.
But
you're
since
not
you're
creepy.
In the car listening and you can't fight back, it just doesn't seem fair.
Listen.
Yeah.
I'm going to say right now that Spadil is going to be at River Point, and he's a very single man,
yep.
Right? And he's a good guy. He's smart.
Yep.
He's good looking.
Yep.
He's fit.
Just
he's-
look for the guy in the OnlyFans t-shirt. Oh, that's funny. You got to admit, that was pretty funny.
Good.
I mean, it made you look creepy, but it's funny.
I mean, I do have that OnlyFans shirt, so.
I gave you one for Christmas. Why don't you ever wear that?
I don't know.
Obvious reasons, I guess.
Walking around with it in public, yeah.
Okay.
You love that shirt.
Okay, can you give the phone back?
You're
to
the
Carson?
One who said give the phone to Spadil. That's why it goes this way, Jamie. If you had not said, this is your fault. I was going to apologize through Carson to Spadil.
I know, but I just thought it'd be more, you know, and then you went OnlyFans and then it went to hell.
I'm sorry, Spadil.
Okay.
All right. Still love you.
Focus. Thank you. Focus.
Yeah.
Right, give
it
the phone back.
It's weird having that shirt, though.
You're the one that got him the shirt.
I know, but it's weird that he accepted it.
Oh, my God. He's not even wearing it.
All right, he won't even wear it.
All right,
sorry.
So you're the creepy one in this story.
Carson.
Yeah.
What are you thinking? ETA, man.
ETA, it said... I don't know, probably like 5 minutes.
Uh-oh. 5 minutes.
Uh-oh. 5 minutes.
Okay.
All hell is about to break loose, folks. You got any more in the parade there? You got any more people?
I got like five cars in back of me right now.
Oh, that's great.
And I know they're following me because I'm going a little slow because we're in the vehicle. Yeah. They haven't passed me, so.
It's a parade, I tell you.
This is great.
Well, wait,
if
you're following Carson on purpose, honk your horn.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, if you're sitting in the parking lot right now waiting on them to get there, go ahead and call us.
Yeah.
303-22-ELLIS, 303-222-5423. Go ahead and call. I'll pick up the line real quick here while we wait on them to get there.
All right.
I mean, we could play, Anxious or something right now, but...
Anxious, or obnoxious, it's called anxiety.
Oh, anxiety.
Oh, my God. Someone just hung.
Somebody honked.
Uh-oh.
Oh, he has been
found.
They're on our tail.
They're on our tail.
Good.
Oh, no, they honked. That means they are following him. Oh, no.
It's a Subaru plate number 55.
Hey, you can't give out plate numbers, Carson. That's trouble. All right, I'm going to play one song here.
Okay, one song.
And we'll be coming back to you guys because you should be in the vicinity.
The Subaru just texted, yes, I'm part of the parade. Oh, my God, this is so funny. We have a parade.
On our way to the destination. Oh, all right, one more time. The River Point. It's over there off Santa Fe and Hamden. A lot of streets there, so there's a lot. But you know where it's at. It's that big, big parking lot, Target's there. You got the Golden Corral right behind Texas Roadhouse, Chili's, all those restaurants there. None of them are open, so we've got plenty of room there. So get there if you want a bag. It's first come, first serve, and we've got over, I think, about 150 bags to give
away.
Yeah,
but when they're gone, they're gone.
They're gone. Yeah. They're gone. Don't be angry, okay? All right, we'll get back to the guys in the parking lot. We'll do it next. It's the big bonanza. Blowout, whatever you want to call it, tote bag. It's happening now on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie's Tote Bag Blowout.
Boys are almost there. Hey, Carson, can you call us?
Yeah, we should have just put him on hold.
Go ahead and call us if you get a chance.
And we're having technical issues. BJ and I can't figure out how to put people on the air.
I can get him on the air. I can't talk to him off air.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah. I can get him on the air when you call, but I can't put him to the side here and talk to him off the air.
We've been practicing, working with it. So, but that happened to us yesterday, even when Schmidl and Carson were here. Nobody can figure it out.
I don't know what's going on here. All this newfangled equipment, man.
I tell you what, kids, these days.
We have the bags to give away. This is the BJ and Jamie tote bag, the bag for grocery stores. We'll give you a couple of those if you're in the parking lot of the River Point this morning, and the boys will be there any moment now. Here they are. In fact, let's see if they're here. Carson.
Road. Hey.
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
We're in the parking lot. We're trying to find a good location here.
Okay. All right. You still got cars there?
Yeah, I got two bogeys. Oh, my God. People are honking at us. Oh, my God. People are waiting. Oh, my God.
It's full over right here.
Okay.
Somebody said they just counted seven cars there.
You're just bait.
They're literally, I mean, these people are just.
And then somebody just called and said there's 27 cars there.
Yeah, they're messing with us. I tell you what's going on here is that parking lot is so huge. It covers like a half a mile.
Does it?
Yeah, okay. It's huge.
All right.
So you could be at any location because you don't know exactly where they're going to be.
Where he's going to stop.
So you got to wait for the vehicle to get there.
Gotcha.
Then when you see the vehicle, you all just merge to that area because it's so big.
You get a bit.
All right, it's swarming.
What's
here,
up, guys? What's up?
Oh yeah,
it's swarming.
They're waiting. They're waiting on to see the vehicle so they can get to you.
Stopped?
Hey, I need you guys to scream. We love BJ and Jamie.
We love
BJ and Jamie.
Oh no, the phone went out.
Oh no,
on the screen.
Oh, no. He didn't pay his bill.
Your phone went out on the screen.
Hey.
Here's a bag for you.
Here's a bag for you. There we go. All right, River Point parking lot. You just have to find them there.
We're right behind the Chili's.
Okay.
He sounds stressed out a little
bit. Yeah, you do. You do. Is Fidel working his butt off?
We're being swarmed right now. Someone brought their dog.
Give the dog a bag.
Thank you, love you guys. Thank you, guys. Oh, my gosh. I love it. No joke. We got like 20 people just waiting for us. You're welcome, guys.
that phone is making me crazy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. Doesn't he endorse Verizon or somebody?
I don't know.
You're welcome. Helping, you're welcome. All right, can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you now. Just don't move that arm.
Right.
Every other arm move, but not that arm.
Yeah. Sometimes you sound like you got a bag over your head. All right.
Someone said he's trying to strike and he stopped to get a bag.
Oh, right. they're on strike and they stopped to get a bag.
Yeah.
What are they striking for?
I think he's painting the lines in the parking lot and said they're on strike right now. I don't know.
Thank you.
Carson, are you drunk?
No, I kid you not. This guy's literally painting lines in the parking lot, and he said he's striking.
So he's painting a parking lot, but they just went on strike?
Yeah, he was like, I had to take a break from striking because I needed to get a bag. I'm like, what?
Striping.
Striping or striking on
No, he's on strike, but apparently they do the lines. He's like, riding this little this stripe painting mower thing.
Terrible striker if you're still working.
Well, if you're striping and striking, it's confusing.
Now he's painting the lines.
Well, but then he's not striking.
No, he must be striping. But he said, I could have sworn he said striking. Thank you.
He's striping.
Yeah, he heard it wrong. He heard it wrong.
Oh my God.
And I believed
him. Well, you can't be working and striking at the same time. That didn't even make sense.
Bye, guys.
Oh, man. All right, go ahead. By the way, somebody says Schmidl is so handsome.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I wonder who that dude is.
Wait, what'd she say about me?
So we just had Alyssa pull up, and she's like, I've been listening to Jamie since back in 96. So.
Oh, my God. Whoa. That makes me 72 years old.
Wow.
That makes me 72 years old.
Bye. Right?
It's a little much.
I'm like, it doesn't, if I do the math, am I like 80 now?
Yeah, I think so.
There's no way.
All right, there they are. They've got the bags to give away. Over 100 bags. They'll pass them out as long as they last. If you want a bag, get over to River Point. River Point parking lot behind the Chili's.
Yeah, no, we're right behind the Chili's. Come on by.
Yeah, right. Hey, go with the guy that's striking on striping.
I will.
Hold on,
I'm
going to wait.
One of you guys.
Yep. All
right. And make sure Spadil knows that some dude thinks he's really handsome.
Yeah. And tell the lady, right, thanks for making me sound like I'm 85 years old.
You got it.
All right, guys, keep passing out the bags. We'll get back to you in a little while.
All right, we still got some, so if you're listening, come on down.
Yep, there you go.
All right.
EJ and Jamie's Tote Bag Blowout.
What a Charlie Foxtrot we are.
Oh, my God.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Somebody said, how did Carson get that so wrong? I agree with BJ. If somebody is striking, they're not on a vehicle striping.
Yeah. It didn't even add up.
That I'm on strike, but I'm striping.
You know what it is? He's caught up in the bag moment.
He really is.
He wasn't thinking. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm sitting here doing nothing, so I can figure it out.
Yeah, exactly.
See, he's all busy, so I got to give the guy a break, you know?
Man. Let's see here. Man, that Schmidl is a muscular man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Son Ralph.
Yeah. Somebody said I can't get my semi in there.
What?
That's what he said. Oh, my God. All right. It's Friday. It's Friday. All right. River Point. That's where the boys are. Okay. Did you guys see that guy at the airport who tried to take the golf cart on the escalator?
Yeah.
What?
In Wyoming.
Yeah.
Normally, you get something like that in Florida, New York, you know, crazy places.
No, it says Buffalo, Niagara International.
This one said Wyoming.
He's from Wyoming.
Oh.
Yeah, he's from Wyoming. Yep.
Okay.
So this guy was at the Buffalo airport, right? And he, you know those golf carts that hold like six people, right? They're the really long ones. They're like the limos of golf carts.
Yeah.
Well, all of a sudden, he is drunk. I mean, wasted. And I guess somebody left the key in one. So the walk, it's like a, what do you call that thing? And not an escalator, because those go up and down. Like the walk-a-later, right? So he takes his golf cart on the walk-a-later, which is not the right word, and it won't fit. So he's high-sided on one side, and he's driving along the glass panes, and they're breaking against those tires all the way down the walk-a-later.
They're chasing him.
Yeah, it's so
ridiculous. Hey, dude, stop, stop. He's on that moving sidewalk.
That's why I called it the walk-a-later.
Yeah.
But moving sidewalk is the correct term.
Yeah.
But I was trying to look for that term, and that would have been great about 5 minutes ago when I was asking you what it was called.
Moving sidewalk, yeah.
But you're reading text, so.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to keep everything in pace here, man. I mean, this is a big day with the bags.
Oh, Justin Timberlake has announced that, he has Lyme disease. Here's the news report. Number one, please.
Justin Timberlake says he's battling Lyme disease just a day after finishing up his world tour. He calls the illness relentlessly debilitating. Lyme disease is spread through ticks and causes rashes and muscle weakness. He's not the only star with the disease. Remember Shania Twain, Justin Bieber, Avril Lavigne have all shared their stories too.
So
you know, and we found it suspicious, and that's because he's been in the news a lot in the last 2 weeks. The guy's doing these concerts. He halfway through does the shows. He's lip syncing, and when he is singing, he stops, lets the crowd sing the entire song. And his dancing's terrible. And every symptom with Lyme disease fits what's going on in the show. So it could be the case that the Lyme disease is the problem.
He's just tired. He has a headache. All the symptoms are what? You're exhausted. You have headaches. You have aches and pains. Yeah. Your joints hurt. Hell, it sounds like me.
Yeah.
I might have it.
We all do.
I think.
Our whole show has
that. Oh, my God.
But see, here's what doesn't make sense. The Lyme disease comes the day after the word is he's reaching out to NSYNC to get together for Vegas.
Yeah.
None of that adds up.
It really doesn't. It doesn't add up. But it comes to me right after everybody's complaining about all the shows across the world saying, oh, my God, Justin has lost his sexy. I know he was bringing it back, but it failed miserably.
Right.
Flat on its face. And so it's weird that you just go, all right, how can we fix this? So you get the PR team, right? And they're like, hey, all right, look up lackadaisical, like look up exhaustion, because that's what you look like. And they're like, boom, let's go with the Lyme disease.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Lyme disease sounds a little safer.
Yeah.
That you're putting something out there where your life's totally in danger or anything. Does that make sense?
Right. And it can last anywhere from 2 weeks to years.
Yeah. So you don't know.
You can just pull it out.
Play that one forever. Yeah.
And the thing is with HIPAA, obviously they can't go to his doctor and ask. So it's a perfect cover.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with he doesn't have it. And he's just horrible.
He's lost his groove, man.
He really has. I'm not kidding.
All right, we're going to make this show balanced, okay?
Okay, all right.
I'm going to say he's got it.
Okay, all right, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
I'm going to say no way in hell, and they all just were like, yep. Go with Lyme disease!
I think he's got it. I think he'll reach out to the NSYNC guys. Uh-huh. I think they'll set up a whole residency thing over there at the Sphere.
Yeah, but you can have it for years.
And I think they're going to call it the Lyme Tour.
Well, maybe it'll be sponsored by Limeade.
Okay, enough. All right, we've poked this one enough.
Fine. Did you guys see this? HGTV has lost half of its viewers in the last eight years. They're saying the reason why they canceled seven shows all of a sudden is because people are burnt out on remodels and all. You kind of called this remodels. You can only see so many and like flipping houses and all that crap. And so that's why they've canceled these seven shows, because we can only see so many islands and courts and, you know, Calcutta and all that stuff.
And like any trend, when something takes off, you get bombarded with it.
Yeah.
And it's so easy to get a fatigue factor going, too.
Correct. And
that's
so
where we are.
Now what they're trying to do, HGTV, is trying to reposition itself. They're doing things like Zillow Gone Wild. Zillow Gone Wild is something on Zillow, which is the weird houses of the world that are for sale. And a couple of Colorado houses are going to be on this show, featured on this show, Zillow Gone Wild, including some dome house. I don't know where this dome house is. Another one is that rock house where the rock is built in it. And so that's some of the shows that they're going to be doing now. Also, on that same wheelhouse, Bear Paint has named its Paint of the Year.
Paint of the Year?
And Martha Stewart said it is fabulous.
Let me guess.
Okay.
Purple.
No, but it's in that area.
Oh, it is pink.
No, it's kind of the other way.
Oh, red?
No, kind of the other way.
I don't know what else goes with purple.
Okay, well, it's a
black.
It's a smoky jade.
Smoky jade.
Smoky jade. So it has blue and green. It's like blue and green combo, and but it's really smoky. It's like a really really dark teal with a little hint of black in it. It looks like. And Martha Stewart said it's the most fabulous color she's ever seen.
Reminds me of a girl I dated once. She smoked a lot.
Was her name Jade?
Yep.
Smoky Jade.
Yep.
Well, the name of this paint color is?
Smoky Jade.
Nope.
Oh.
Hidden Gem.
Hidden Gem.
Yeah. J-I-M.
No kidding. Hidden Gem.
It's not J-I-M. It's not. It's GEM.
Hidden gem.
Yeah, hidden gem. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And then finally, Chris Lee, back to reality. They have announced their new show with the promo. It's going to be on Lifetime. Again, if you know, Chris Lee's Knows Best. Todd Chrisley and the mom, I forgot her name, but they have a new show, and it's called Back to Reality After They Were Pardoned. And here it is.
With my parents gone, our household is completely divided.
Savannah, how many people have to hear this, but we still don't see any action?
Oh, them.
I told my parents, I don't know if it can ever be repaired, honestly.
Well, we survived. We survived.
The honeymoon wears off very quick. Do not underestimate who's coming back.
You haven't seen your spouse for 3 years. It's never going to be like it is before, and if they say that, then that's not true.
I want people to know the truth, what actually went down with my family.
I'm looking at this as me exposing the truth.
And depending on how long this interview goes, you might see more than what you bargained for.
Man, that was quick.
Yeah.
From the jailhouse to the penthouse, man.
And
quick.
The girl that cuts my hair, she was saying that one of the things that he said, you know, that like they said, they haven't seen each other for 3 years. And when he saw his wife with like brown hair instead of blonde, he said he wanted back in the jail. And I told her, BJ said he wanted to be back in the jail because he's gay.
Yeah, that's what I did. I say it like that?
No, I think I did.
Oh.
Yeah. Whew. I just think you said he seemed sad that he's out of jail.
Yeah, either way.
You made it more nice.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. I softened it a
bit. Yeah, I didn't.
No, you were hardcore about it.
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
He gay. He loves jail.
He keeps like dropping the soap at home and looking over, and there's his wife. He's like, you don't do that.
No.
In the hell?
Doesn't work here. But I was nice.
You were nice.
I said he misses prison. Maybe it's the food.
You know, you're a better person than me.
I know.
Hey, do we still have bags?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I haven't talked to the boys in a while. Hey, boys, give us a call.
Yeah.
Hey, boys. Oh, my God. The boys.
In case you don't know, we have the Alice vehicle now. Is that what it's called? The Alice vehicle. And it's out at the River Point.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like a zoo out there.
Yeah, it does.
It does. And
hundreds of bags to give away.
And Schmidl is single and looking to mingle.
Yeah.
So give him your digits, too. Right?
Yeah. Are
you just staring at something?
Yeah, I'm waiting on the phone to ring.
Oh, okay.
I'm waiting on Carson to call.
Because I don't feel like you're focused.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, okay. All right.
There he is.
And it's out at the River Point.
You got to turn down the radio. Hey, turn down.
Hello? Oh.
Okay. Hey, Carson.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, buddy. How you guys doing out there?
We still got bags. But we already got rid of a bundle. Bundle's already gone. It came fast. But we still got more bags. So more people want to come down. Okay, you're in the area. Come on down.
Perfect. Got to get rid of these bags.
Yeah.
We want them out there. We want them in grocery stores, man.
Nice.
We want the logo to be shown everywhere. So if you're in that vicinity, River Point, behind the Chili's.
And we're right behind the Chili's. The guys are restriping the parking lot. We're kind of in their way, but it's okay. Yep.
Well, yeah, because here's the thing. I don't want to drive in that parking lot if I'm going to get white paint all over my car.
No, it's okay. Where we are, they'll be fine.
Okay.
No, right. No paint will get on your car at all.
Okay,
I promise.
All right.
All right, guys. River Point, behind the Chili's.
Yeah.
Coming off of 285 there in Santa Fe. You'll find it there. Boys are there with the bags, tote bag of bonanza on a Friday morning with the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
Thank you. Have a good one, pal. Have a good one, man.
Oh, listen to them. Working the crowd.
Really nice.
Oh,
yeah.
They're pros.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.